Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Monday, August 10th. This is the program that is trying to provide you with some unconventional and maybe even some entertaining insights about your money and your financial life. Today, I want to share with the millions of families who are freaking out about college and return to college a segment that was broadcast yesterday on CBS Sunday Morning. It was actually the cover story, so I was kind of proud of that. Here's my segment on CBS Sunday Morning.
Like almost every other aspect of our lives these days, back to school has special meaning in the midst of a pandemic. As returning students in many of our universities are now learning firsthand. Jill Schlesinger has our cover story.
You need me to put these seats down?
The last time the University of Mississippi campus was full of students was in May. They had come to clear out their dorms after the coronavirus chased them home in March.
It was hard because everyone was kind of like finally coming together, like bonding, getting close, like all of my friends, and then we all had to leave.
Olivia Fuller spent most of the spring semester taking classes online at home in Chicago. Not ideal, said her mother, Kim.
I'm more concerned about her not being, having her college experience with her friends than I am anything.
Now Olivia is heading back to school for the fall semester.
All right, we're all packed up.
Kim, are you sending her off with 5,000 masks and gloves and instructions to be very, very careful? Or are you being the mother that every mother is, basically?
We're sending her with masks and we're sending her with common sense. Common sense and masks.
But Ole Miss won't be the same. Classes will be a combination of online and in person.
They're not all online. I have two hybrid classes. And one is my chemistry lab, and the other one is just a nutrition class. The hybrid means that sometimes you'll meet in person and some stuff will be online.
We've had to rethink everything that we do.
Noel Wilkin is the provost at the University of Mississippi. They're working hard to keep the coronavirus off campus.
And there's lots of protocols put in place of additional barriers to prevent the virus from spreading. That includes keeping people 6 feet apart within the classroom spaces, an instructor being 10 feet away from the closest student, and having face masks for the instructors and for the students. That cuts our classroom capacity down dramatically.
Only a quarter of the country's colleges and universities are planning to hold classes primarily in person this fall. Slightly more will be mostly online, and 16% will be a hybrid of the two. And with weeks to go before the semester starts, over a quarter of schools have yet to determine how classes will be taught. Robert Kelchin is an associate professor of higher education at Seton Hall University in New Jersey.
The fall experience on campus will be some combination of a monastery and a minimum security prison.
That doesn't sound fun to me.
It may not be the most fun thing. Is it better than living at home with your parents? Maybe. Is it safer than some other alternatives? Maybe. Is it going to be what students think of the college experience? Absolutely not.
But online has its fans. Queens College, part of the City University of New York, is in the shadow of Manhattan. At Queens, summer courses were only offered online.
The plasma is predominantly water.
As will 99% of fall classes.
Online, when it's done well, it really works.
Frank Wu is the new president of Queens College.
Our summer enrollment jumped 30% to record levels because so many people are interested in the online option.
So tell me, what does it feel like looking at this quad, this beautiful quad,
yes,
and there's nobody here?
It feels empty, serene, beautiful, but ready to be packed again, hopefully in the future.
Carmine Coulotte is a graduate student at Queen's. By studying online, she's also been able to hold down two jobs. Now she's planning to continue online courses at Queen's as well as at the University of Chicago.
It sounds like you've done pretty well with online learning.
Yes.
Have you gotten better at certain things because it's remote?
I have gotten better at certain things. I've been practicing my activism, so there's room for that, in addition to just learning better time management also, making sure that I put time aside for schoolwork also.
So how were your grades last semester? Did you have an uptick or a downtick after you went online?
Right, I hate to brag, but you're talking to a 4.0-er.
Shabbos Kestenbaum, a rising sophomore, also studied online this summer at Queen's College.
What do you miss about going into a class physically?
Right, so part of the college experience is that face-to-face connection. It's about networking, it's about socializing, meeting new people from all different backgrounds, which Queen's specifically thrives on. And having that cut out from you, it definitely takes a crucial and significant part of the college experience totally out the window.
Kestenbaum is on a tight budget and says online isn't what he signed up for.
I had tuition due last week from Queen's College with the same tuition price that they were charging last year. As of now, I'm not sure what the plan is, but I do know that I paid a tuition for services that I know I'm not going to be receiving. So if anyone walked into, you know, a supermarket and they were charged X amount for a product they didn't even know what they were receiving, that would be ridiculous.
One survey found 93% of undergraduates say tuition should be lowered if courses are online. Some schools, including Princeton, Georgetown, and Spelman, are offering tuition rebates, usually around 10%. But others may struggle just to stay in business, let alone give money back.
The challenge with discounts is that colleges still have to pay their bills, they still have to pay faculty to teach, they still have to pay staff to be there for students. And at the end of the day, students still are getting those college credits.
So the lesson plan for this fall includes less in-person collaboration and forget about going to football games and big parties. The coronavirus is leaving its mark, perhaps permanently. Queen's College President Frank Wu.
How does the pandemic change the outlook for higher education?
The pandemic changes everything for us. I started this job only 3 weeks ago, and my friends, they all said, oh, this must be a really hard time to be a college president. And I've explained, no, actually, it's much easier. We have an external threat that we must respond to. You can't ignore it. This is a crisis, but it's a crisis that we need to respond to and turn to our advantage.
Some schools, including Rice University, have already started welcoming back students. And Olivia Fuller is back on campus at Ole Miss.
Down that way are like where the freshman dorms are.
The fall semester doesn't start for 2 weeks, but she's ready for class. Even if for now, she'll rarely be in a classroom.
It's hard to imagine that things could ever get back to normal, but hopefully if everyone does what we're supposed to do and social distances and wears masks and everything, like slowly but surely, semester by semester, we can get back to normal.
Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, if you go to our website, to jillonmoney.com, you can find all sorts of nifty information, including the brand new furry fan section. Check it out. Send us your pictures of your dogs, your cats. Thank you so much for listening. Wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and please try to do something nice for somebody else today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.